How long do you mean to torture me in love's hot scorching flames? Clarice, what time shall I get free from love's fantastic dreams? Never that sad infernal sound does daily reach mine ear, and ever acts that bleeding wound, which for your sake I bear. That I do love Chloris, you know, my grief to you I tell. My over-fondness of you shows that I have loved too well. And in requital of my love, you blast me with a breath. The wounds you gave will fatal prove, each frown pronouncing death. It grieves my heart to see you choose my rival in my room, and unconcerned tell him the news, on me you've passed your doom. My injured ghost, whene'er I die, shall never let you rest, but hovering in the air shall fly and steal into your breast. Thus I torment myself and doubt that you unconstant are. You know true love is ne'er without great jealousies and fears. Then pardon the distracted thoughts of one you know is true. One love has in subjection brought and made a slave, to you. If you have any pity left, then show it now and save him who despairs of finding rest, and don't you dig my grave. For if I die through your neglect, pray write this on my tomb: my judge being fair, I did expect a favorable doom. And since you did my woes procure, I'll try if torments can increase my flame or help to cure a love-distracted man. I'll find some sure yet speedy way to end my misery. Too long my ruin I delay, and yet seem loath to die. I'll place myself on Caucasus, and there I'll lend such groans, shall scare the damned Prometheus with my sad frightful tones. I'll make the vultures quit their prey and feed upon my breast. For though this means perhaps I may find hopes of having rest.